and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No known credible threats at today's Super Bowl, but security in Las Vegas for the big game is extremely tight.
Today, progressively, roads will be shutting down here around the stadium. During the game, Department of Homeland Security, Black Hawk helicopters will be up protecting the area to intercept any planes or drones. Drones are banned for 30 miles around the stadium, and fighter jets will be in the air to also stop any kind of a threat coming from the sky. Alex Stone, ABC Sports, Las Vegas.
Rallying in South Carolina, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump saying if he returns to the White House, he'd encourage Russia to attack NATO allies who don't pay their bills. The NTSB and FAA now investigating a helicopter that went down along the California-Nevada border south-southwest of Las Vegas. All six on board, including the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, were killed. CIA Director William Burns expected to travel to Cairo this week for further hostage talks in the Middle East. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Moe.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a three-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the one-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit will lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe in Fifield. It's the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast. It's all you can eat, with adults getting in for $9 and children under 5 are free. Once again, that is Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe for the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette gets a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 7th-ranked Marquette defeated St. John's 86-75. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Happy National Marquette Day, everybody. That was a terrific second-half effort by our entire group. I thought St. John's came in here with great desperation. Anytime you beat a team by one the last time and they have a shot at the buzzer to win it, they're going to feel some kind of way about that.
The Golden Eagles have now won 7 in a row. The number 11th-ranked Badgers suffering a stunning loss at Rutgers, 78-56. 22 points, the biggest win over a ranked team in Rutgers basketball history. Wisconsin has now lost four in a row. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where Jordan Love did some interviews, and I asked him about the slump the Packers went through.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough stretch we had. You know, we went on a four-game losing streak, but I'm proud of everybody for being able to turn around.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. From Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll talk spring turkey hunting and get a preview of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. All 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining us once again from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, we call you Hard Water Jeff, but it's not easy to find hard water these days here in Wisconsin.
It is not. And, you know, honestly, I there's a few places I see people fishing around me right now. I just can't recommend doing it. Edges are pulling away. And, you know, we get 50-degree days at the end of our ice fishing seasons, but generally we have a lot more ice to go through. And, you know, you can have a few inches of bad ice on top with, you know, some really good, strong, clear ice underneath. That's just not the case right now. So I just don't recommend being on ice in central Wisconsin or any further south right now. And, you know, maybe some places up north that's getting cold enough each night that it's making some ice slowly. But, boy, I'd be real cautious there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, snow events that depend on snow and cold weather, like the National Snowshoe Championship in Eau Claire this weekend, and the Berkey coming up in 2 weeks in Hayward. We'll talk a little more about that later in the show, but the forecast calls for a little cooler weather, as you suggested, up north with lows cold enough to make ice, but I don't know about snow. It's kind of hard to tell at this point.
Yeah, it's really sad, Dan. I mean, you think of all of the different businesses that have already been impacted by all of the things completely out of their control over the last few years, and now something like this is just piling on. I mean, it's millions upon millions of dollars being lost to tourism in many of the communities, especially in the north part of Wisconsin and even Minnesota, Michigan, where they depend on winter weather. What we need is winter weather.
Yeah, absolutely. But, of course, the expos are on regardless of the weather outside. So we'll talk more about that coming up, too. Well, what are you going to do when you can't ice fish?
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine reached out to me. He's got some birds to use up at his hunt club. So I am going to go on my very first hunt club hunt, mm-hmm. if that's what you want to call it. We'll call it a hunt club shoot. We're going to work behind his dog. He's got a 3-year-old dog that does great at pointing and retrieving, and we're going to have some fun with that and just have a good crew of guys go out, and it'll be fun. I mean, weather's not going to be super cold and won't be blowing snow or anything like that, so I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, good. And if you haven't done a lot of pheasant hunting, you know what someone told me years and years ago, and I still have to remind myself, rooster pheasant in the air is about half tail. So you want to get out in front of them.
Got to break that beak. Yeah, I understand.
There you go. Well, I mentioned sports shows. The Milwaukee Sports Show, of course, is coming up in March. And at this year's show, there's a first ever event the night before. That's Wednesday, March 6th. It'll be right there at the sports show venue, which is State Fair Park. It's a fundraiser for the Outdoor Heritage Education Center, which puts on two events each year in May. And we've talked about them, the Midwest Outdoor Heritage Education Expo, or MOHE. That's a mouthful, but MOHE is easy to remember. One of those at Haven Woods in Milwaukee and the other at the McKenzie Center in Poinette. And they're having a fundraising dinner and a roast of me. And I think I'm the bait to get people there to throw pies or whatever they got. So we've got information on my Facebook page or on the Outdoor Heritage Education Center website, which is ohecyes.org. And yes, all the puns are intended there. It's ohecyes.org. Well, this week's giveaway is a pair of tickets to next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and your phone number and your email address, even if you call us, and mention the Muskie Expo giveaway. Your tickets will be held at the door, so get your name in the drawing and we'll see who's the winner. Well, coming up, Milwaukee Muskie Expo promoter Mike Veseret talks about highlights of next weekend's show at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrator Mike Weber shares some safety tips and advice for people who want to get into spring turkey hunting but didn't get a tag in the drawing. So there are options still. And guest host Rob Driesslein talks with Rebecca Peters and Jessica O'Reilly about hunting and fishing opportunities in Iowa's Great Lakes region. Did you know Iowa has Great Lakes, Jeff?
I did, and they are pretty great, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and we'll hear more about that and lots more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Ozio Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Treat your sweetheart this Valentine's Day to a sweetheart buffet served by Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Feast on hand-carved prime rib, beef or chicken Wellington, chicken Oscar, and mouth-watering seafood like stuffed flounder, seafood medley, and succulent salmon. Garnish it with made-to-order salads and indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails, all for just $29.95. Reserve your spot now by calling 715-762-4447. Join us for a heartfelt dining experience this Valentine's Day at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo is set for next weekend, February 16th through the 18th at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. You can learn all about it online at Muskie, M-U-S-K-I-E, expo.com. And joining me now is Muskie Expo producer Mike Veseret. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. We ask you this question every year at this time. It's about a week out as we're talking now. Are you ready?
We are ready. The fuse has been lit, is the expression. We're all set to open our doors Friday, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Looking forward to a great Friday. We've got Schweiss starting us off with a nice fish fry on Friday and great lineup of vendors.
Yes, that is always a highlight. Tommy Schwy and his staff, they do a great job with the food, and that's one of the highlights of your show. I mean, it's not the reason a person would go to an expo, but when you're there, you're not just eating warmed over brats, whatever.
The food's a great part of it.
Yeah.
And Schwy's, God bless them, they don't charge a ton for this food. I mean, this is good value. You come into these shows and you're getting a good value fish fry, you're getting a good value brat, a good value, sometimes it's steak sandwiches. It's amazing what these guys put out. Every year it changes a little bit, but I know they all have the fish fry.
Yeah, and their steak sandwiches are fabulous, too. I've had those many times at your show. Well, before we get into Milwaukee and what your show looks like, how was the Chicago Muskie Expo? That just happened recently.
Yeah, we just kind of wrapped up that a couple weeks ago, actually 3 weeks ago already now, and had a great turnout. It was a full show from a vendor standpoint, just as Milwaukee, and we had excellent, excellent attendance. The crowds were big, and the crowds were absolutely hungry for all the new stuff that was presented at the show.
Fantastic. Well, what's in store for Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee, it's an expo. We have a great lineup of speakers. Every day we bring somebody that's just kind of top of their field. Friday, Kevin Pischke. Saturday, we've got a guy by the name of Mike Calderazzo. He is a world record holder in, actually, believe it or not, Northern. But still great. Josh Baroff, he's kind of a newer comer to the show, even though he's got to be 50. But in terms of just, he runs Muskie Insider, has a great new bait out on the market. You got to check it out. It's incredible. He introduced it last year, but late in the year, and so now he's finally in full production. That type of thing. We actually even have a woman speaker for the first time in the history of the show. Now, no offense to the fair sex, but we've got a very talented lady by the name of Amanda Wilson. So if you're fair sex and want to learn a little bit about getting into the sport, she's going to be an excellent introduction.
Yes, I'm familiar with her, and guys can learn from her, too.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Wonderful. You also have door prizes. Again, that's not the reason somebody would come to a show, but tell us about the door prizes.
Well, the main door prize is we're giving away a week's stay at Cave Run Resort, compliment to Tony Grant. It's basically a guided day, and then you're on the lake and lodging the remainder of the week, and that's just a great way to get south a little bit, because a lot of our season obviously doesn't even open up till late May, June even. So.
Yeah.
If you want to do some March fishing, that's the type of thing that you can go do and do it in relatively not full sweater weather. So that's one of the great prizes that we're giving away. Wax Reproductions is giving away a replica, and we've got many other stuff that's just lined up.
Nice. And those are just flat outdoor prizes. You don't have to buy a ticket, right?
Yeah, it's not an additional fee. There are stuff like that. The Wisconsin Alliance will have their boat raffle there.
Sure.
They're raffling off a recon boat this year, raising money for the Muskie Alliance. And obviously clubs there that are trying to raise money for their projects too. So it's kind of more of like a symposium than anything else.
Yeah, and everything Muskie.
Everything in this show is fishing related. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. Well, what are the show hours?
We are starting off on Friday at 2 o'clock. We'll go till 8 o'clock that evening. Saturday, we start off at 9 a.m. with probably one of the earlier start shows, but I figured fishermen like to get up and get going. So we start at 9 and we go till 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, we start off at 9 a.m. and we finish at 2.
Which is a sensible hour to end the show on Sunday, I think.
Well, I think most of the people that are coming to the show, if they're coming on Sunday, it's either due to bad weather on Saturday or they're just finishing up. Maybe they're booking a trip. It's more of a clawback day, I guess, is the best way to describe Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Great for families, though, because there's a little bit less of a crowd and a great way to kind of mingle through and not be bumper to bumper. 16 and under is free, so there's your day to take advantage of that, too.
Yeah, and if people do want to come back, you have a special three-day ticket, don't you?
Yeah, you can purchase the entire weekend for $20. We charge $25 on Friday, but pre-purchase online, it would be held at a roll call, so you just show up, give them your name, and they'll hand you your ticket and get you into the show. If it's a single day or a three-day, doesn't much matter. But if you ordered your ticket today, three-day ticket would be $20. A single-day ticket would be $12, but at the door, $25 for the three-day pass and $15 for the single day.
And then do you still have something called a super ticket? You did that last year, I think.
Yeah, we still have a number of super tickets available. We cap that at 50, and we still have some available. If you go online and it's still up, you can buy a Sunday ticket for $50. Gets you into the show for free, but it gives you five $10 gift certificates at basically our top vendors. It's a $10 gift certificate for Muskie Mayhem. It's a $10 gift certificate for Muskie Innovation, you know, on and on. You can check it out on our website, of course.
All right, so get into the show and then save money on each of those vendors, and you'd probably be there buying their baits anyway.
Exactly. And even if you bought the ticket and you brought a friend, it doesn't mean that you have to buy each one of those. You guys can split up the gift certificates however you want on the ticket. That part doesn't matter. Sometimes that's what I see a lot of people doing, is they're buying one ticket and then there's two or three people kind of splitting it up, grabbing stuff that they want from each vendor.
Yeah, okay. Great. Great idea. Well, anything else you want to tell our listeners about the show?
Well, it looks like the weather forecast is pretty good, so there's probably no excuse there. Obviously, parking is free. We don't gouge for food. We don't gouge for drinks. But it's a relatively good value. It's a great day for your family. We look forward to seeing you. It's almost pushing 32 years that we've been doing this. This is the grandfather of all the Muskie Expos that are out there. It's just always a great time for the crowd. The vendors appreciate you coming. They love to meet who's using their stuff. They love to hear your stories. Love to see you.
All right. And yes, it is the grandfather of all Muskie shows for sure. And it's spelled M-U-S-K-I-E. We call it the Milwaukee Muskie Expo because that's where it originated. But it's actually held up in West Bend at the Washington County Fair Park, which is a beautiful venue there in West Bend. I've been there for many, many expos.
Straight up on Highway 41, then turns into 45.
Right.
So it's just right off of 45. Great interstate exit, on-ramp, that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's a good, healthy drive.
And we're going to give away a pair of tickets as well. We'll tell folks how to get in the drawing for those later in the show. Well, Mike, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful show. And we'll send as many listeners there as we can muster. We'll round them all up. And if I could rent a bus and put them all in there, I would do it. But I don't think that's in the cards.
Appreciate the thought, Dan. Appreciate it.
You bet. Mike Vezeret is the director and the creator of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo. Once again, it is February 16, 17, and 18. That's next weekend when you hear this at Washington County Fair Park. That's just off of Highway 45, an easy exit there, just south of West Bend. And online, you can learn more at Muskie, M-U-S-K-I-E, expo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
The All
Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Turkey season is just around the corner, and for new hunters, there are several options. You can go on a mentored hunt, there are learn-to-hunt opportunities, and of course, hunter education courses that are available pretty much throughout the year. And joining us now to talk about some of these options for new hunters and hunting safety is Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrative Warden Mike Weber. He's a regular voice on this show, and we welcome him back. Mike, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me again, Dan. I appreciate it.
You bet. Well, let's talk about these options. There are a lot of different programs. What is a mentored hunt to start with?
A mentored hunt would basically be for anyone that has not taken a hunter education course. So anyone born on or after January 1st of 1973 would be required to take hunter education to purchase a license in Wisconsin. If somebody hasn't taken hunter education and meets that requirement, they can do what's called a mentor hunt, which is a more restrictive hunt. Essentially, they would be with an adult that's 18 years of age or older, would be a licensed hunter themselves, and would have to be within arm's reach of that person at all times when they're hunting. Obviously, it's just intended to provide more guidance and instruction to that person that hasn't been through the safety course.
And, of course, a mentored hunt takes place within the framework of the regular hunting season, correct?
Correct, yeah. A mentored hunt can take place at any time. So whether somebody hasn't taken hunter education and they intend to go turkey hunting, deer hunting, waterfowl, small game, whatever it may be, a mentored hunt is an option at any time as long as they're meeting those requirements. And obviously, if someone's ever looking for some of those specific requirements that we talked about, they can obviously go to the DNR website and search mentored hunting, and it'll lay out all of those requirements that you need to meet to be legal for that.
Okay, but those hunts take place during whatever season is open for the particular game you're hunting.
Correct. Mentored hunting is always an option, no matter what game you plan on hunting. And then, like you had said, too, the other option for folks is to enroll in the hunter education course as well.
And those are offered both online and in person, but there are details that we should know about those as well.
Correct. In Wisconsin, we have three different formats for courses. We have the traditional in-person courses that have been around for a long time. We have what's called the Internet Field Day courses, and then we have the online-only courses. The online-only courses are only open to people that are 18 years of age or older. They go through online and can completely certify that way. The Internet Field Day courses, just like the traditional courses, are open to anyone, regardless of age. And essentially, the student goes online and completes quizzes and safe firearm handling practices and gets all the information that they need there. And then at the end of that, they're presented with what's called a voucher. After getting that voucher, they would then go to the field day test out, where instructors make sure that they're able to safely demonstrate safe firearm handling skills, knows what the parts of a firearm are, know about tree stand safety, fence crossing, and all of those important safety aspects that a student would be quizzed on, just like during the traditional course of instruction.
And then the learn to hunt, that's a totally different creature, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We in the hunter education program work really closely with the learn to hunt folks as well. And if people are interested in a learn to hunt, whether, you know, if they're a new time hunter and are thinking about it, those are also good opportunities as well. Like you mentioned, we've got spring turkey coming up, and folks should start seeing a lot of turkey learn to hunts listed around the state. And if interested in that, they can go into their Go Wild account and search for their courses. Otherwise, we do have a learn to hunt page where there's a calendar that people can search for events around the state as well that are going to be taking place.
And a learn to hunt, it can actually occur outside of the regular hunting season, can't it?
Correct. Learn to hunt is a special hunt, does not have to occur within the season, and it's separate from the license requirements and just, you know, another opportunity for new hunters, young hunters, or inexperienced older hunters who want to get in and try the sports. Yeah, just another great opportunity for folks to get introduced to hunting and get some in-field experience with it.
And, of course, there is a page for each of those particular types of hunt or instruction on the DNR website, so people can find links to that.
Yeah, they can go on the Learn to Hunt page on the Wisconsin DNR website, or, like I said, they could go into their Go Wild account and search for those courses as well.
Well, Mike, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about hunting safety and safe hunting. Now, safety, of course, is a prime component of the hunter education course. But turkey hunting in particular is risky, maybe more so than other types of hunting. Can you talk about that a little bit?
For sure. One of the things for turkey hunting and any type of hunting that we're always preaching to people is making sure to always follow the four main rules of firearm safety, otherwise known as CAFK. So whenever you're out there, make sure to treat every firearm as if it was loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target, what's before it and what's beyond it. And then keeping your finger outside the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot. With turkeys, and I'm sure as you know, Dan, some of the stuff that we've seen in prior incidents is that sometimes people will misidentify their target or think that they're looking at a turkey and end up shooting something, and then, of course, it not being a turkey. So obviously, anytime you're out there, make sure to really focus on identifying that target. So we always encourage people, no matter where you are, to have a plan when you go out there. Always assume that you're never alone when you're out there and that there's always other hunters on the landscape. And then we talked about it before, where a good idea to avoid wearing red and white and blue colors just so you're not misidentified or accidentally mistaken for a turkey yourself.
Yep, and because we wear camouflage and we make sounds that sound like turkeys, or we hope to sound like turkeys, we may actually alert other hunters who might think that we are a turkey. So we all have to be careful on both sides of the gun, I guess is one way to put it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mike, anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Again, I appreciate you having me on the show again, Dan. And then just a reminder again with the spring turkey season to get hunters thinking about those safety tips that we talked about. And then if folks are looking to enroll in hunter education courses coming up, now is the time to enroll. I just saw this morning that we had over 70 traditional in-person courses listed around the state and nearly 80 hunter internet field days listed around the state. Don't wait for fall when most folks start hunting to enroll. Now is a great time to take those courses so you're set for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much. I hope you have a great spring. Enjoy this crazy winter weather that we're having here. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Mike Weber is the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrative Warden, and you can find out more about everything we talked about on the DNR website or from your Go Wild account page as well. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo February 16 through 18 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MuskieExpo.com.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground. Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Hey, I want to look south. We spend most of our time talking about Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe Dakotas. We probably need to look south a little more frequently here. We're going to do that during this coming segment. We're going to talk about some of the opportunities, recreational opportunities down in Iowa. And joining me to talk about that is Rebecca Peters from Vacation Okoboji. Yes, she hails from that Iowa Great Lakes region.
We're not that far south, Rob. We're not that far south. Right along the border. You won't even know you're in Iowa.
Well, I think you've got your lingo dialed in for sure, Rebecca. And then we've got Jessica O'Reilly from Travel Iowa, traveliowa.com. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us for the broadcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Rebecca, you're raring to go. Tim Westmeister is a regular participant in this show, and I sometimes poke him when he talks about the Iowa Great Lakes. We've got a Great Lake connected to Minnesota that's pretty big. You know, doing a little research on Okoboji, it is a remarkable body of water. It's really deep. It's one of only three or four, like, blue water lakes. I'm not even sure I understand what that means, but it's truly a great fishing lake as well as a recreational area.
You are exactly right. The chain of lakes in Okoboji were formed by glaciers about 14,000 years ago. Westlake Okoboji is spring fed, and so we have incredibly clean, crisp water. And we've got an Iowa DNR fish hatchery here, and so they do a great job at making sure that our fishery is always healthy so that when people come here for recreation, for fishing, they have the best experience possible. Also, those fish that they're raising at the hatchery, they get shared with lakes around Iowa and also in South Dakota and Minnesota.
Yeah, again, doing a little research, over 12,000 acres, I believe, of water between all the interconnected lakes there. And you're right, it is just south of the Minnesota border, southwest of Worthington, Minnesota, southeast of Jackson, Minnesota. And there's a lot of other, you know, even on the Minnesota side, and I presume also on the Iowa side, a lot of public land opportunities. There's a lot of waterfall production areas that the feds manage, as well as state wildlife management areas. So it's really a recreational mecca right in that that beautiful border country.
It truly is. Water quality is really important to us up here. Our communities have been built around the lakes, and so it's absolutely vital for us that we maintain a healthy water quality. And part of that is having great lands surrounding the lakes that can help filter the water and keep it clean. I know we have more public land per capita than any other county in the state of Iowa, so people love coming to this area for hunting in the fall. And then also those properties are also really great for watching birds as they go through, as they migrate through, and then and also, like I said, filtering the water as it comes into the lakes.
Jessica, of course, you promote the entire state of Iowa through traveliowa.com, but the Okoboji area is probably an area you emphasize even when you're talking statewide.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a gem up there in the northwest corner of Iowa, and a lot of people think about it just purely as a summer destination, but they have done a remarkable job of promoting themselves year-round and encouraging people to visit at all times of the year.
Yeah, a lot of winter activities, and we were talking before we got going here, kind of a non-winter, hasn't it? It's been a little challenging. I got to think the open water season is going to start a little bit earlier down there. You've got the big walleye opener weekend, May 4th and 5th, so that the walleye opener on the Okoboji, the Great Lakes chain there, as you call it, is May 4th, so it's a week before our opener. Do you get a lot of Minnesotans to come down and take advantage of that?
We get a lot of people from all over to come to that. Typically, the prize money is for the year that the tournament is. So I want to say this year, prize money, if you catch one of the tagged walleye during that weekend's tournament, you could win $43,000. So it's just a really fun way to get out on the water, to fish some walleye. It's also a really great tournament for families. So we see people of all ages that are entered in that tournament, and you see all generations in the boats together having a great time on the water.
There's a lot of bass tournaments in Iowa also, correct, Jessica? And I presume that includes the Okoboji region?
I will defer to Rebecca on the fishing tournaments in Okoboji, but yes, I know there are lots of fishing derbies across the state. We have more details on our website as those people list those activities.
The Mississippi River, for example, has got some great bass fishing opportunities, and we were talking a little off air. Trout fishing opportunities in northeastern Iowa. Perhaps we'll talk about that some more as we get deeper into spring.
In the Iowa Great Lakes area, we see tournaments almost every single weekend. And some weekends we see multiple fishing tournaments. So we see bass fishing tournaments, we see panfish, we see walleye tournaments. Some of the really fun ones are when the big muskie tournaments come to town, because I just love watching online the pictures of some of those fish that are caught. It's incredible. Sure. And so it's really fun. This year, some of our ice fishing tournaments might be limited a little bit just because of the ice conditions. But come spring, almost every single weekend, you're going to see fishing tournaments here in the Iowa Great Lakes area.
It's truly a remarkable multi-species fishery. I think a lot of folks don't understand that. You're listening to Outdoor News Radio. Rob Gerisline chatting with Rebecca Peters from Vacation Okoboji and Jessica O'Reilly from Travel Iowa. A little bit about some of the opportunities to our south down in the fine state of Iowa. Jessica, speak to that a little bit. What are some of the opportunities statewide that draw Minnesotans down to Iowa? Maybe start with the winter, right? It's a little warmer down there, even during a typical winter. If anything, we're ahead of schedule here in 2024, aren't we?
Exactly. But we do, we have seen over the last several years, a lot of our communities embracing the winter instead of saying, stay in your homes and hibernate. They're really encouraging visitors to come and explore their communities. We've got lots of great events in January that you can mark down for next year. Rebecca has a fabulous event there in Okoboji, their University of Okoboji Winter Games.
It's the final full weekend of January each year. and the area gets filled up and the ice is filled with about 30,000 people. There's broom ball and flag football and snow softball, and the skies are filled with huge kites, and it's pretty incredible. And I will tell you, a team from Minnesota beat our West Okoboji broom ball team. That one hurt a little bit, but we're going to hopefully beat them next year.
There's always next year, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, along the Mississippi River, it's great bald eagle watching through the month of January and into February, especially around the locks and dams where the birds like to congregate. We have several events related to bald eagles happening in January. In February this year, there's actually a couple new events. Clinton is doing an Embrace the Winter event, and they're doing extreme capture the flag and a frozen pickleball tournament. In Lakeview, they do an Arctic Open, so it's a three-person best ball tournament held on the frozen lake. Hopefully this year they'll be able to be on the lake. And there's also a bike ride that goes out of Perry, Iowa to Rippey. It's the annual bike ride to Rippey, or the Burr Ride. So lots of great activities going on across the state.
Don't forget about Clear Lakes Kite Festival.
I know. Clear Lakes Kite Festival, which hopefully is going to go on. It's a little tentative at the moment given ice conditions. So check with them before you travel.
They're killing us this year.
Check before you travel. But yes, the Color the Wind Kite Festival in Clear Lake is amazing. I went a couple years ago and it is just fantastic. Lots of colorful kites out on the ice. It's beautiful.
The bald eagle watching is worth pausing on, I think, for a moment. There's a number of communities around the upper Midwest that hold those kind of events. Something I think we take for granted around our big rivers. We do have a lot of bald eagles that stage around open water before they head back north to northern Minnesota, Canada, and northern Wisconsin for a lot of their nesting sites. And that's a lot of fun. Gosh, we've just had beautiful weather for here in recent weeks to go and do bald eagle viewing. So thank you for bringing that up.
And I do think we do take it for granted. I cross the river on my way into commute, and usually in the mornings in January or on the way home, I see a bald eagle and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, there's a bald eagle. Like, it's just commonplace, but we do take it for granted because I'm sure there are plenty of people who never get to see a bald eagle in the wild like that.
So looking ahead to spring and summer after the fishing opener, what are some of the highlights on the Okoboji? What are going to be some of the highlights of the upcoming year down there?
We've got incredible trails that wind around our chain of lakes. So there are bike rides throughout the entire summer, which are really fun for people to participate in. And then there's all of the activities that are off of the water as well. So we have so many people that come to visit us because of the lakes, but what keeps them here and what brings them back year after year are some of those amenities that we have off the water. We've got Arnold's Park Amusement Park, which is right along the lakeshore on West Lake Okoboji, and that has been welcoming families for over 125 years. They are ready to go for another great season. They have live concerts on Preservation Plaza right along the lakeshore every Saturday night, and those concerts are free for families to come and enjoy. You just bring your blanket, set it down, and have a great time. And then following the concert are a fireworks display every single Saturday from Memorial Day weekend until Labor Day. That's something that a lot of families look forward to. And then, of course, we've got incredible dining all the way around the lake. And so many of those restaurants have decks that are right along the lake shore. So you get to watch all the action on the water, even if you're not on the water, you have to stop and take a moment to eat.
Jessica, looking at Iowa statewide from a tourism perspective, where do a lot of your visitors come from? I would tend to think they come from further south. But do you find that you get visitors from all four sides of Iowa?
We do. I mean, certainly we're a drive market, which is fine because we're within easy access from major metros like Minneapolis and Chicago and Milwaukee and Kansas City, even our friends at Omaha across the river. So, yeah, we are definitely seeing largely Midwest, but we do get some people from the coasts to come visit. And I think a lot of people don't have a negative impression of Iowa. We just often don't register with them at all. But if we can get them here and get them to experience what we have, they are blown away.
Well, if folks want more information on what's cooking specifically at Okoboji, they can Google vacationokoboji.com. Is that the place to look, Rebecca?
That is absolutely correct. But if you can't find that, you can always go to traveliowa.com, and all of our events are listed there, and you can find out everything about Okoboji, and it'll even direct you to Vacation Okoboji.
Well, I bet Jessica appreciated that plug for traveliowa.com, huh?
I appreciate everything she does for us.
It's been a lot of fun getting to know both of you here the past 15 minutes, and I look forward to meeting you in person, maybe talking to you more a little later this spring about some of the opportunities cooking down in Iowa.
Come on down.
Thank you. Real pleasure.
This is Rebecca Peters and Jessica O'Reilly checking in down in Iowa. Check out vacationokoboji.com or traveliowa.com for more information.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo February 16 through 18 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MuskieExpo.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have more than 100 boats on display, and they're ready to deal with special prices on Crestliners, Yarcraft, and Bentley pontoons. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. Go to profhearingcare.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com.
It is sports show season, and we'll be talking with more promoters and exhibitors of a bunch of these shows this month and next, so we'll keep you posted on what's in store on the winter expos. And if our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, is not airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV specials are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this radio program is downloadable. You can go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page there, and download it. You can also go to outdoornews.com/podcasts to download it on their website. Dan is on social media at Dan Small Outdoors, and you can find me on socials at Hardwater Jeff.
And we talked about ice fishing earlier. The DNR is offering several Learn to Ice Fish events this month. They may or may not happen actually on the water, but check the DNR website, keywords Learn to Fish, for updates. I'm sure that that's going to change as we see changes in the weather. And there are dozens of other events this month at state parks and natural areas, most of them on weekends, including free ice fishing clinics for kids at 5 Milwaukee County parks. And that's next Saturday, February 17th. Details on these, along with other events, including maple sugaring, candlelight ski events, snowshoeing, and hiking outings, are all on the DNR website under keyword events. And speaking of events, if you've ever thought of becoming an angling education instructor, which is similar to hunter education, only for fishing, of course, there are 8 clinics scheduled next month around the state for Rhinelander, Dodgeville, Eau Claire, Wausau, Wild Rose, Green Bay, Spooner, and Hayward. You can learn more about how to register and what you'll be learning and what you might do once you get certified on the DNR website. The keywords would be angler education. And looking ahead to spring turkey season, and who is not at this point, especially with this weather we've been having, Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss will present a free Learn to Hunt Turkey seminar on Tuesday, February 27th.
That's in the evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Horicon Education Visitors Center on Highway 28, just north of Horicon. The event is sponsored by the DNR and raised at full draw. All are welcome, but they'd like you to pre-register. So for more information, visit raisedatfulldraw.com. And the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council will hold a series of virtual information sessions in February and March to identify and offer suggestions on how to control invasive plants and animals. Public attendees will have a chance to ask questions and provide feedback about proposed invasive regulations. The sessions will be held Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7:30. The first is set for February 21st. For info on topics or to register, visit the DNR website, keywords, meetings, and hearings calendar. Well, Jeff, Wisconsin's sturgeon spearing season opens this weekend, and it's allowed only through the ice from Shanty, so I don't know if much spearing is going to be going on. Have you heard anything?
There's a lot of question marks around that, and of course, everybody's worried about the upper river systems. You know, those tags 8, 9, 10 years to get, and people don't want to waste them, but got to be safe about it. So
yeah, for sure. Well, you know, you basically have to go to the landings and just see what it looks like and see what other people are doing. And as far as Fond du Lac Sturgeon Spectacular is concerned, all events scheduled for Lakeside Park on Saturday have been moved to downtown Fond du Lac. They're still happening, but they're downtown. And as for this weekend's USA Snowshoe National Championship in Eau Claire, the event is still happening, but it's now a trail run on the same trail. So leave your snowshoes home, but come on out. For details, go to visiteauclaire.com. Book Across the Bay on Shawamigan Bay is set for next Saturday, and the 50th annual American Birkebeiner in Cable and Hayward is for the following week. Online information is available for updates on these events as well. This week's giveaway is a pair of tickets to next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends are performing next Saturday in Washburn at the Harbor Table. Saturday, February 17th, starts at 7 p.m., an evening of love songs. For more info, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. And as for this weekend's USA Snowshoe National Championship in Eau Claire, the event is still happening, but it's now a trail run on the same trail. So leave your snowshoes home, but come on out. For details, go to visiteauclaire.com.
Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us again. We are so thankful to so many friends that tune in with us each week. We've been in this series now for the last several weeks on prepared in 2024. That was the word I sensed God gave me for this year ahead, that we are to prepare. And so we've been looking at prepared, our having our minds prepared for action, prepared to walk in perseverance. Last week we talked about prepared to be a sanctuary. Remember that? We talked about how that it's not a sanctuary, like God doesn't dwell in places built with hands any longer, but God makes his home in us, that we are his sanctuary, that we are where the Spirit of Christ dwells, and how needful it is for us to have a sanctuary of peace, of order, of his provisions. If you missed out on that message, you can go back and you can watch that on our YouTube channel, Cornerstone Church Ramsey, and you can connect with us there. You'll be able to watch any of those services, and we have so many people that are taking that road and connecting with us, and many others are connecting with us through live stream. You can go to Facebook, and you'll be able to connect with us on that. And we have so many. Last week, I think there was 500 or 600 that have viewed that with us, connecting with us through Facebook, and so there's a lot of people that are reaching, we're reaching out to with the wonderful hope and the message of Christ. And especially in these days that we're living in, that God wants us to be prepared.